Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10 minutes past the hour of one, Chad Hartman and Dave Harrigan with you. We're at the Nerve Center, 625 2nd Avenue South. Before we jump into the person of the year discussion with three categories, I want to tell you again about my trip, our trip. Holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCA Radio. Walk around today. Go outside today and say, February 21st to March 2nd. Where do I want to be? Golden Valley, Little Falls, Owatonna. Would you rather be Oahu, Kauai, Maui? The answer is obvious. You want to be in Hawaii. Holiday vacations, they're fabulous with their trips. Absolutely fabulous. We are going again February 21st, March 2nd. We'll see the Grand Canyon, the Pacific. We'll see Pearl Harbor. We'll see the Maui Ocean Center. Great accommodations. Fantastic travel guides. I would love to have you check it out. At least go online. Look at it. Holidayvacations.com, keyword WCC Radio. Or if you'd rather call, 888-557-1020. 888-557-1020. Thank you very much. Let's have a fabulous trip. It will be a great time had by all. Follow us on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave Harrigan. Here's the deal, too. If you want to send an email, I get the occasional text from folks. Sometimes the unmarked letters can be kind of dangerous. I haven't looked for those since I came in today. Email, you can email me all the time with criticism, praise, topic ideas, something unique, something funny, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Time Magazine, they picked Zelensky today as person of the year. We say this every time we talk about it the last 10, 12 years. Just to remind you, it's impactful. That's Time's criteria. I think for these two it should be. Also, they pick Hitler in 38. They pick Stalin 2 years. They pick Khomeini. They pick Khrushchev. It's not the best person. I have no complaint at all with Zelensky. Everybody thought this war was going to be over in like 3 days. And they are still fighting this, and it's help with how many billions are we at now? And Joe Biden has crossed many, many red lines. No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, we'll do it. Not going to do that. We'll do it. And many other countries. So if you told me it's not Zelensky, and maybe even the better person might be the Ukrainian people. Because time has done that many times. Putin has been selected person the year before. Considering his impact on the globe with this, with concerns about his health, trying to put the band back together. In this case, the band is the Soviet Union. Vladimir Putin would be a pretty good selection. Who else do you have? Minnesota-wise, I was highly critical of how invisible he was. He hasn't exactly made himself super visible after the election either. Tim Walz should be the person there. He ends up crushing Scott Jensen. And with Tim Walz at the head of the ticket, Democrats won almost every close race, Dave. Jim Schultz, Keith Ellison, a lot of people, myself included, I thought Jim Schultz was going to win that race. No. Have control of the Senate and the House. Numerous other areas of success. And yes, this is more than a purple state. It's more blue than it is purple just because the dominance of the metro area. And I get where some people might say Scott Jensen, but Scott Jensen, guess what? He didn't win the governor's race. Well, no Republican has won any statewide race since 2006. Saw a difference that. I guess some would say the same thing about Walz. Jensen said a lot of wacky things. I still think Scott Jensen is a good person. I really do. I think I think some of his comments were bizarre and very undisciplined. Is there somebody in business who really stands out? I mean, the year before when COVID was even bigger, you could say certain hospitals, certain nurses. Is there a business story which is standing out? So I've said I agree with Zelensky. Ukrainian people also would be apt. And I'm a Walz guy for person of the year. And again, I didn't like how invisible he was. I didn't like how he wasn't available to answer questions. I didn't like how he limited the amount of debates. In the end, he won. You know, so his strategy played out. On those two areas, you got anybody that jumps out?
I think Zelensky was hands down. I think that was the easy and obvious choice.
Yeah, maybe almost too easy.
Mm-hmm.
But time, looking back at it again, when this popped up yesterday, they picked the obvious one a lot.
Yep.
Patrick, Turkey of the Year, never picked the obvious one.
They have different criteria.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Never.
Time doesn't do this whole thing to agitate?
Patrick wants to surprise you and to grab you. Time says, guess what? Adolf Hitler is the obvious selection, or the newly elected president or reelected president is the obvious selection.
Yeah, I guess good news for Patrick's Turkey of the Year, the results last night, or else he would have looked rather foolish with this year's turkey. Statewide turkey. Governor Walz seems like the obvious choice. I was trying to think of different, you know, areas, getting out of politics. Music, I don't know that there's anybody really music or the arts that stands out.
And Musk was last year.
Yep, that's right.
Right?
Because
Musk is a, you know, they did do Nixon back-to-back years.
Did they really? I didn't know that.
71 and 72.
I mean, he certainly could have.
He could have been 71, 72, and 74.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, I mean, Elon certainly could have been in the mix for the worldwide or nationwide, whatever you want to do. But
yeah.
If we're talking state, Kevin O'Connell?
KOC already? They're off to a very impressive start.
It's been a big, big Viking season. And for everyone that still doesn't believe in the team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're not going to put Kirk Cousins or Justin Jefferson,
well,
are you?
The Trib does pick sports person of the year. He's got to be one of the two or three favorites, right?
I think so. I mean, who else? Kaprizov, I guess, for the Wild, the Twins, the Wolves. I mean, unless you're going to put a combo of A-Rod and Mark Lurie, but there's still nothing there.
No.
Not enough yet.
We don't even know if they're going to end up owning the team. I'm still very skeptical on that, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, there are still a lot of people say, do they have the final closing dough? So, hey, somebody's calling me from L.A. Who would I like to be calling me from at Los Angeles, California?
Well, I mean, Jamie, you spoke to her yesterday, so you probably don't need to speak to her again today.
Halle Berry.
I think it's probably not her.
Probably. Saying there's a chance.
Pick it up.
Yeah. Okay, who do you got? Person of the year, internationally, statewide, and then, a little tongue-in-cheek here, person of the year at WCCO Radio. Who you got? And we're having fun with that one. Okay? I mean, Dave obviously thinks he's the person of the year. I obviously think I am.
You couldn't be more wrong.
I got the coaching tree.
Coaching tree.
I got 9 to noon and 3 to 6.
Well, okay. Yeah. Everything they learned in radio.
What show is Rush on? Got a show. What show is Carter?
Maybe if you were here more, coaching, more often, I could consider you.
Coaching tree. You like it better when I'm not here. 20 past 1 on CCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Among the selections for WCC Radio, and I've said this like five times, we're trying to have fun with this, not be super serious about it. Some people are taking it serious. Others, you don't get it. Person of the year, this person gets it. Corey Hepless, campaign manager. This person gets it. Whoever created the 830 app. Susie Jones for brutal honesty. JP, he's always on, unlike Mr. Vacation Hartman.
It's true.
Okay, I'm willing to compare my vacations with...
Now you're using time on the show to talk about upcoming vacations.
Plenty of vacations.
Have you heard I'm going to Hawaii?
WCC Radio is your keyword, holidayvacations.com. Among the statewise, Dr. Michael Osterholm, Trump, he takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Well, he takes a butt kicking is what he does. What I admire about Zelensky is he could have hopped on an airplane with his family and bags of cash like the Afghan president, and he did not. Jan Malcolm, person of the year, Hunter Biden. Adam Carter for getting his own show, WCC Radio. I still think you nailed it, by the way, with the engineer we had for like a month. And then he just bailed. He just like parachuted out of here right before the fair, and he never even saw the fair.
I think that's my pick. For as long as we went without an engineer,
we still don't have
one. I mean, the sense of joy we had when it was finally announced that an engineer had been hired. They'd be starting in a week or so, whatever it was. Everything's going to be fixed. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, nothing was fixed.
He just did the
gone.
finger pistols and walked around. If it's legit, who is the WCC Radio Person of the Year? It's the engineer that we brought in on Sunday and made it airable.
That's true. For the fair, yes.
Yeah, or else a few of us were ready to shoot some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You have selected yourself.
I've selected myself.
Yep.
I think it's fairly obvious for being willing to move to this time slot. I mean, woo, boy, that was a tall ask. But yep. Aside, if I can't pick myself, Chad, yep. I pick the WCCO radio listener.
Oh, my God.
Those folks that tune in every single day.
Who would do this, though? There's only one host who would do this. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a Jason move right there.
I pick the listener for giving us their time, for tuning in, whether it be on air, live, on the app, via the podcast.
The truly most cynical, snarky person here is saying the WCCO. I mean, I am Mary Poppins compared to you.
I do appreciate the listeners. Apparently you don't. That's fine.
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah. It sounds like you don't. Sounds like you feel like you're more important.
Let me be clear. He doesn't mean a single word of what he's saying.
Apparently you know it's in my heart. Okay.
I talk to you every day a lot. And you can't even keep a straight face.
Cook just texted him saying, quote, I just vomited.
Oh, my God.
So did he. Doesn't have respect for the listeners either. Okay.
So do I.
Makes a lot of sense what you did to him noon to three for a couple of years.
Showed him the light. Yeah. You could see Jason saying this, right? And then winking at all of us.
You know what? All of you. I made this transition. But it's you. That's why I made it.
And then banging out one of his commercials.
I said, yeah, then he hits, turns the mic off and says,
I've got you in the palm of my hand. No, I mean, you're making fun. Listen, we do sincerely thank folks who listen. I like chopping it up with you. It's fun. I like when you go at me. We just need to keep the foul language and offensive dialogue out. But there's a billion options out there, and any time you listen to any of our shows, we are much appreciated. Mine was legit. Dave's was just to get me going, and it worked. It absolutely worked. Chris Carter, great player, great interview. He's coming up in moments.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Another fabulous tune, theme of Georgia, today. It is a 37 past the hour of one. One of the greatest Vikings of all time, a Hall of Famer. And a man I've talked to many, many times over the years, but it's been too long, the great Chris Carter. He's kind enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Let's jump in with your ball club here. They are 10-2, and they have won 9 one-score games. They are approaching an NFL record. You were on many teams where they would win these close games and teams where they would not win close games. When you see the Vikings this year, some of it's good fortune. But if you do this 9 times, there has to be some method to it. Why, Chris, do some teams win close games more often than they lose?
Well, the number one thing it takes is a good foundational belief. Like, you have to have a good system. So for them, you know, they've really changed everything, how they're analyzing their players, how they're drafting their players, to what type of offense that they're running. It's a new defensive system. So being able to win games in a new system is critical, because then you have faith in the coaches that whatever they come up with. So, you know, to me, foundationally, it's important to be able to win these types of games, because, you know, this regime, general manager, head coach, the Wilfs, like, they plan on being here a long time. So to me, it's very, very important, especially when you're starting, when you don't have history together, because these games are hard to win. We all know that. But when we win them, you know what people do when, as soon as you win? They start to discredit them. Because our greatest teams we were ever been on, guess what they said? Oh, they haven't been tested yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you blow people out, you haven't been tested. And if you win tight games, is there anything good about that? Yeah,
right.
Because when we started the game, the object was to win the game.
Yes, I think that is the object. That is correct. So, you were part of this too. When a new coach and staff come in, for veteran players, what are you looking for? And when you look at what Kevin O'Connell has done, whether when you've been up here or when you still contact people with the Vikings and when you just watch it, why do you think it has resonated as well as it has?
Well, good coaches can connect with the players. And there's a lot of different levels the way you can do that. But as a veteran player, to me, I was always concerned about maximizing my opportunity. So the number one thing for me was, is this guy going to make me better? Like, is he going to help me do my job? And then subsequently, it's other things. Like, are they doing things in the building to help us do our job, you know, as a team, as an organization? You know, so when you start to see those things clicking, when you start to see that they're spending real money getting players, trading for players, facilities, how they treat the players, the food that they make for the players, the things they do for the players on a daily basis, not special occasions, on a daily basis. As a veteran player, that's the kind of program you want to be in, because the people care about your mind, your body, and your soul. So, and I think the veterans with the Vikings now, they can see that.
Do you think we're headed for more of that? You played for coaches that maybe are perceived as player friendly, maybe they weren't as player friendly, and also just some hard-nosed individuals. Mike Zimmer had success here. If people act like he didn't, they're not telling the truth. But Kevin O'Connell takes a very different approach, and in sports, whether it's in any of these pro leagues, a lot of times you go for the opposite. Zimmer was more hard-nosed, so we're going to try O'Connell, who's younger and more relatable. Is the hard-nosed coach going away, or is it not as simple as that?
It's not as simple as that. But there's, you know, football's like no other sport, man. And there will always be a place for the guy that teaches, like Nick Saban, for the guy that teaches like Belichick, because there's some nastiness and grittiness about the game that you can't hide. So there's a lot of ways to be able to connect with players, but to be able to physically try to impose your will on someone, that's not psychological, man. And it's not a one-trick pony. Like, you have to have more tools in the bag to be able to train these younger athletes, because ultimately you're trying to get them to surrender their talent to you so you can mold and craft them so they can be the best that they can be. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Chris Carter is with us, the Hall of Famer. The obvious one for you is because of your success to look at Justin Jefferson. So I want you to take him now, and also when you think about him historically, obviously he's got a long ways to go to get into that category, and you just have to put up game after game after game. But you know this so well. How does he pop just a little bit different than other players of recent past, guys you battled, and then great players like Davante Adams and Ja'Marr Chase, some of his peers at this point?
Well, he's a natural receiver, and the sky is really the limit for him as a wide receiver. You know, people always want to rate, you know, myself, him, Randy, and some of the other greats that have played the game. But this is what I will tell you. Yes, there's three or four categories that you're going to grade a wide receiver, and that being releases, that being point of attack, that being routes, that being separation, that being playmaking ability. He does all those things at such a high level that the only thing now is, can he be supported throughout his career by a quarterback, another wide receiver, a tight end, a good offense, a young offensive mind? Can he stay hungry? Can he realign his goals? Because once you've been to Pro Bowl three, four times, you got to change your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And can he do it consecutive? You know, I had eight consecutive Pro Bowls, one of the great, you know, accolades that I ever, because it's about the consistency of it. And avoid injury. Cooper Kupp last year, he was a best receiver in the NFL. He hurt.
Right.
I mean, this is a collision sport. And the more you catch the ball, people's like, throw me the ball, throw me the ball. Okay, now there's more opportunities to get hurt. You know, so all those things come into play. But, you know, knowing the kid, seeing where he is, seeing how hungry he is, and seeing how he continues to evolve and really want to be great. Man, he's a showman, man.
Yeah, he loves
it. Like, man, that dude, right? See, I love that. Like, he's playing the right position. And it's not something everyone can do. But he's got it. It's like a horse when you go to the Derby. You go down to the paddock and you see him walking. You're like, whoa, what is that? And it's, man, that's Justin Jefferson, bro. That's who that is.
I mean, maybe it's like you're in a golf match against Chris Carter and it's the 18th hole and you got to make a birdie to win the match. I mean, I'm just thinking hypothetically if that stands out at all. I don't know if that brings back memories. Let's talk the quarterback here. You know this town, even though you don't live here anymore, extraordinarily well. And Cousins has been in lightning rod because he came on this guaranteed contract. They had that great season. And, okay, Case slide away, and now Kirk is going to take us further. And he hasn't, outside of the one victory against New Orleans. And he's always been, at minimum, a good quarterback, but the feeling was, does he elevate others? What happens when the pocket is sloppy? And then this year they've been winning. But his numbers are not as good. But I'm in the category where I think he's played better this year because late in games, when he's had to make the tough plays, the tough throws – I think he's done it more, even though a lot of the numbers don't match up. So what do you think of Cousins?
Well, this is what, given the circumstances he came under, a lot of times things are about expectations. So people had these outrageous expectations for him that weren't realistic. Now, I'm going to say this because, you know, I was part of this. As you get older as a pro, you become a better pro. You become a better teammate. You become better in the locker room. But it's hard to get it right the first time. So when he came into the Vikings locker room, all that, hadn't done anything for the Vikings, all that guaranteed money and everything and the expectations, you know, I believe he's a better human being than he was a couple years ago. I believe he's opened himself up to the rest of the team. And I know myself, by the time we got Randy, I was more open to the team. We had gotten Randy maybe a year or two earlier, been like, I don't know about that. But as you get older, you open yourself up to the whole locker room. And you're not as guarded. And that's what I see with Kirk Cousins. I think this game is hard, man. And if you don't have fun at it, and Kirk's a serious guy. Like, and I used to be a serious guy. But you got to have fun at this because it's too damn hard.
Right.
It's too hard, man.
I'm going to finish with this. When you were here, obviously the two of us got to know each other well, had a lot of fun golfing. And I still thank you for coming on with us when I was with Dan. After the Atlanta loss, I still remember it distinctly. I called you, and at first you said no, and then you called me back and said, come on, and you give us 30 minutes, and you were fighting off tears. But I'm going to tell you my favorite moment, and we didn't even get to talk. When our mutual friend, Wheelock Whitney, passed away, Wheelock is one of my 10 favorite people of all time because he treated everyone the exact same way. Whether you own the Kentucky Derby winner, whether you were from affluent Wayzata, or whether you were the cab driver, or you were anybody, Wheelock treated you the exact same. And I love Wheelock and had a great time. And I know what Wheelock meant to you. And you gave one of the eulogies when Wheelock passed away, and it's as good a eulogy as I've ever heard. And I thought about Wheelock the other day. I just want you to share again what Wheelock Whitney meant to you and why so many of us who knew Wheelock just felt lucky to know him.
Well, as one of the owners of the Vikings at the time that I came, he took me under his wing. He had a lot of experience in substance abuse and had really given a lot of money, had a lot of information about substance abuse. And he really was one of the first people to really say he believed in me. And come to find out that the Vikings were in search of a substance abuse counselor for the staff weeks before I got cut in Philadelphia. And he contacted this lady, her name's Betty Trilogy, and she's still my best friend till this day, as my drug counselor. And he's like, we're going to start this program. We got this kid we're going to get. She's like, you guys aren't serious about it. Contact me when you're serious. He said, no, we got this kid. He's going to be cut. Somehow it got out there on the street that I was going to be released in Philadelphia, and I had a drug problem. And he said, we're going to start this program with him. She said, call me when you get the kid. 48 hours, I get waived. They claim me. Betty Trilogy, one of the first people I meet at the office. Went on to subsequently meet Wheelock. Spend a lot of time, thousands and thousands of hours with him. And that was before, I was an established player. Like, he believed in me. And in life, at some point, you need somebody to believe in you and what you can do, absent of the results that you have shown them. So to me, to sum it up, that's what he was. He was everything to every person. And he treated me like a gold jacket Hall of Famer, and I was a kid just struggling and had only a few months of sobriety and was really just trying to find my way in life. That's Wheelock Whitney.
Beautifully stated. I agree 100%. I just saw him interact with so many people and help people. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people hear the name Wheelock Whitney, la-di-da. Yeah. And Wheelock had some of that, but he treated everyone in a way. How can we connect? How can I help you? How can we laugh? How can we be friends? You want to talk about loyalty? Yes. Wheelock at the top of the list. Reminded again how much I enjoy talking to you. Great to catch up. Let's do it again.
My pleasure, man.
All right. Play well on the golf course later today, too.
It's 80.
Okay.
It's a little after.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's almost 3. It's like 81. The wind chill is 79 here in Boca Raton, Florida.
Phone is breaking up. I couldn't hear that last part. It's breaking up. All right, man.
Thanks,
buddy. Great to chat. Chris Carter reminded us again why he is as good as anyone in the sports business when you get a chance to chat with him. What do you have here?
You have a little something to talk about.
Oh, John Schuster, just say it right there. John Schuster, tremendous human being. But it's one thing if, like, I tell you about a real sick guy, and he's Fred, let's say. Fred, the real estate guy. Mm-hmm. Do we have enough Freds, by the way?
We should get more Freds. Fred, Freddies, Fredericks.
Right now, text me 651-461-9226. Most famous Freds of all time.
Mercury.
Close circuit of common. Who's this Fred Flintstone guy? You got Fred, the real estate guy. And great guy. He's your buddy. If he can't sell anything, he's really doesn't get it done. John is a tremendous person, but he's a closer. He is a closer. He is a six-time winner. One of the top 10 teams in North America for Coldwell Banker. Nine-time winner, number one listing agent with Coldwell Banker Realty in the state of Minnesota. When you need an expert, when you got a medical issue, or you got a vehicle issue, or you got a toilet issue, you go to the experts. Why not go to a real estate agent who is a savant in this area and he has a great team? Let me give you an example. Adam and Elizabeth, they wanted to move to a bigger home and they wanted an expert. They learned about John, and they learned about the 4,000 homes he sold in the last 15 years and the experience he had for every situation. Guess what? Found the perfect buyer, negotiated a full asking price offer, and went straight to sold. Do what Adam and Elizabeth did, and they couldn't be happier. Reach out to John. JohnSchusterGroup.com or call 952-222-9000. And then tell me, all-time famous Freds, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.